Yeah. Sam Brendan has a ACL. You know, he's out the rest of the season. Ebenezer Ecubon had a thigh strain. He's having an MRI today. Let you know on Wednesday, you know, what his situation is. Patrick Chukwuera went out in the fourth quarter with a hamstring strain. He's had an MRI today. We'll find out more about it later on this evening. I'll let you know on Wednesday. Ian Gold, same thing. He went out in the first quarter with a hamstring strain. He's getting an MRI today as well. I'll let you know on Wednesday. Nick Ferguson and John Lynch had a CT scan today for their concussion. It was negative, so both of those guys should be okay. It's going to cost you some money over there, Michael. It's all right. It's only cost you a grand, but you got a lot of money. Darren Williams and Rod Smith had both had first, second-degree shoulder separations during the game. The X-rays showed that you know, it just popped out a little bit. We'll know more about that on Wednesday. And Al Wilson had a mild concussion. No scan was necessary. So if you guys, you know, beat up some bumps and bruises, hopefully we'll recover quick.
So, Mike, at any point you turn around and start looking, trying to figure out who you had left? Defensively?
No, we know how many guys we get out there. But, you know, really a credit to have as many guys go down during the game and keep on fighting like we did and come up with the plays when we had to make them.
Do you ever remember your team getting that banged up?
You know, I don't think I can remember one side of the football or ever remember losing as many guys on one side of the football. I can remember guys going out, offense and defense and special teams throughout a game, but I don't think I've ever had that happen just on one side. As many players actually miss playing time, especially as early in the game as it happened.
Does Greek get overtime this week?
What's that?
Does Greek get overtime this week?
He might. He might. With all the hours he puts in, overtime would probably be over 120 hours knowing him.
Aside from obviously Brandon, are you worried about missing any of those guys for this game? I mean, like Gold, is he going to miss some time?
Well, that's kind of why I went over the injury report, to let you know on Wednesday. I'll give you an idea. I'll have a better idea. I don't know now. We're having MRIs come back. That's why you have MRIs, so I can give you a little bit better idea on Wednesday what the situation is.
I just didn't know if you had an initial diagnosis on some of those guys. Like,
if I did, I would have reviewed it with you.
Sam's injury, pretty tough given the matchups.
Yeah, it's always tough to lose a great player. You know, Sam has really helped us in the nickel package and a big nickel, and he's done a great job on special teams. And so it's always tough to lose a guy like that. You know, just you could see it happen right in front of you. You know, it was just a freak injury, and it's really a shame because he's been really playing well.
Did you move somebody else in to the big nickel?
Oh, yeah. You know, someone will play that position. Obviously, we won't go, you know, we won't talk about who will play it, for obvious reasons, but we'll still have a big nickel, regular nickel. You know, we'll still go with that type of mindset.
I think you've played, I mean, obviously we don't know about Ian, but I mean, Lewis Green, because the special teams has been up. What have you seen from Nate Webster? I know he hasn't dressed, but there's been a lot of special team considerations. What's he look like in practice?
Well, Nate's looked very good. So has Louis, and we've got Keith Burns. We've got some depth at that position, and if Ian's not able to play, one of those guys will step up and play well.
Javon's end around, is that something that you guys have had in the works for a while and just saw it maybe during the game that you had an opportunity to use it?
Yeah, it was some great coaching involved there. Tell him to miss that corner, and now it was a great run. You know, he made that corner miss and cut to the inside, and, you know, great players find a way to make plays. At the right moment, and that was a big play at that time.
Did you, looking at it, did you think when Nick got injured, do you think that was helmet to helmet?
Yeah, it's definitely was helmet to helmet. But helmet to helmet is legal. There's nothing wrong with helmet to helmet. That happens all the time.
Well, Nick didn't have the ball.
What's that?
Nick didn't have the ball. Usually it's legal. You got the ball.
Explain it again.
I've always been told it's legal if you have the ball.
Oh, no, you can go helmet to helmet anytime you want to. Ball or no ball. Not quite that bad, but obviously if you got the ball in your hands, somebody's in a We don't need to go through the rules, but that was totally legal. You can, that happens all the time.
What about Dominique?
Pardon me?
Dominique.
Well, that's helmet to helmet, because, you know, the receiver's in a defenseless position. And if he has, if he's obviously have control of the ball and he hits him helmet to helmet, that's fine. But he was in a position where he was a wide receiver, and you have that type of contact, and obviously you're going to be fine. I look at it as a great football play. It's just instantaneous. He's just trying to separate the ball. He doesn't know if he's caught the ball. He didn't catch the ball, but it's one of those situations that they don't judge it. It's either, you know, you're either guilty or not guilty, and if you're guilty, then you're going to have some type of fine. But it's his first offense, so I'm sure it won't be a whole lot.
I think Elvis played in kind of a lot more snaps than he's used to.
Did a good job. You know, he played 50-something snaps, and you know, he's learning. And they chipped him a little bit, and which is the ultimate respect, by a back going out before he runs his route. He's going to chip that defensive end, get in his way a little bit, and still manage to get a sack and cause a fumble. So he played well.
Obviously, when you traded for Javon, you expected him to make an impact here. But taking into consideration the surgery he had and how quickly he is now your star, really, on offense, is he even ahead of where you thought he'd be?
Well, first of all, when you look at ACLs, you know, you look at a guy coming back full speed the next year. So that wasn't really a big risk. You're never positive, but, you know, as Matt Lepsis, Tom Nalen, obviously, Sam Brandon. You know, it takes 6 months if you got a good rehab program, and, you know, with the doctors, how good they are with that surgery right now and the rehab program, a guy should be able to come back. And so we were hoping. He was a couple months behind, in my opinion, because he wasn't working out in a facility that was had the treatment like we have here. So there was always a question in my mind, could he come back full speed because he's been away from our facility? But when he did come back here, you know, he had great rehab and he worked extremely hard, but you could still see it was right before preseason when he was full speed. So, you know, we were very happy. You know, one of the reasons we went one time a day, we don't want to push him too hard. And, you know, obviously the rest is history. He's been playing extremely well.
He's also shown that he's one of those guys that, in addition to talking the talk a little bit, he can walk the walk. You know, he came out and asked for the ball a little bit more. You guys have given him the ball, and he's certainly delivered.
Well, I think sometimes everybody wants the ball. Everybody says it differently. Just because somebody comes out publicly and says they want the ball, that doesn't mean these other guys don't want the ball. Javon is a guy that he's really fun to be around. He's very genuine. He loves to play the game. You can see on game day, he's not afraid to come over to you and say, hey, coach, I can beat this guy in this route, this route, this route. And that's what you want. The great ones that I've been around have that type of personality. They want you to know that, hey, when the pressure, you know, when there's pressure, give me a chance to shine. And it's great to have that type of guy here. What's that?
You ever disagree with a guy? I don't think you're that open.
No, they're never open, believe me. They're never really open. But when a guy believes he's open, a guy believes that he's going to make a play, then you give him a chance. And once a guy takes advantage of those opportunities, you're going to try to get him the ball as many times as you can. Now, sometimes if you don't have a good running game, you know, those guys are double teamed. Sometimes even, I can't say triple team, but sometimes there'll be a guy underneath or a double team and a guy's underneath preventing that. And with a good running game, it prevents that from happening. And so if you're a good wide receiver in our offense, normally you're going to get a chance to make some plays.
Likewise, your game against San Diego has changed in prime time. Does that make any difference to you whatsoever? Do you like it, not like it?
No, I think any time that somebody wants you in prime time, I think it's a compliment to our football team, our organization, and I think our players look forward to playing on Sunday night or Monday night or Thanksgiving, whenever it is, to, you know, showcase our team. Hopefully represent our team well.
Is Matt having surgery today?
You know what? I know it's this week. I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow.
Did they find anything else? And, you know, now that Swan's gone down, do they think it's just an ACL with him, or
it's just an ACL? Yeah.
Is that good? I mean, obviously good news.
Very good news. Very good news. It's didn't have the ramifications of some of these other ACLs. Where, you know, you get an MCL. You got a microfracture, and there's so many things that can be involved. But he's got a basic ACL, and like a 96% tear, which is really a good sign.
Have you been surprised the way Paris has come in and kind of seamlessly gone in there, especially against the Steelers, you know, Dwight Freeman, one-week Steelers pass, which I know you're giving him help, but, you know, for somebody who hasn't played basically in a regular season game, come in, are you impressed with what he's been in?
I have been. You know, he's really a student of the game. You can tell he loves to play the game. There's going to be some growing pains. And he's won against a couple excellent football players over the last couple weeks. And to be indoctrinated that way and play the way he has is really a credit to him. You know, the way he prepares and just his makeup. I've been impressed with him. Hopefully he can keep it up. Yeah, we're going to have, obviously, Sam and I are, and, you know, then we'll sit down and take a look at all these injuries we have and figure out who's the best guy to bring up, you know, depending on what the extent of the injuries are. Right now, we don't really know. I'm not just saying it to say it. I'm not really sure. So after these MRIs come back and we kind of get a feel on Wednesday exactly where everybody's at, then we can make a decision what direction we're going to go. You guys know I wouldn't keep anything from you.
No, especially injuries.
I know. Well, Dave knows that, but you've only been here a short time, so, not that short.
What do you think of Mike Bell?
You know, Mike had a tough day. It wasn't just Mike. It was our running game in general. You know, we've got to execute better. You know, we know he went against an excellent defensive football team, but we still can do better than we did.
I know you were joking last week now. Tatum sits out a game, he says he'll be fine for next week. How do you handle that as you proceed forward? I mean, is it, you know, do you have a theory that, you know, if you're hurt, you don't lose your job kind of a thing? Is it?
Well, you already answered that. We got a running back controversy. So, no, I've said this from day one, and I say this to the players, that if you get injured and you're out for a length of time and somebody comes in and plays better than you, then that person has earned the right to keep his job. So, you know, you don't keep your job because of you've been injured, and you've got a right to that job. If you get injured and somebody plays better, then that just makes sense to me. I've always thought that. I'm not sure who came up with that quote, if you're injured and somebody comes in, that you got the right to get that job back. That person plays at the same level, or maybe, you know, one way or the other, then we'll give that person his job back. But if the other person outplays that guy, then you got to do what's in the best interest of the football team. And I share that with the players, though, before we start the season, so it's not a surprise if somebody does get hurt and somebody else beats that guy out.
Since I don't like the Foster controversy, has Mike played better than Tate?
You're going to have to, again, game time.
See, I tried the back door.
No, that's all right. No, we've got a good situation. I think we understand we got a few guys that can play, and it all depends. We've got Tatum that's he's, you know, been banged up. He's got two sore toes. Mike Bell is a little bit sore. You know, Cedric Cobb is coming off a bad ankle. So it all depends on during the week how these guys practice, and the guys that practice good are going to play. But we got a few guys that we think are capable of playing, and we're going to play the best players. Very similar to what happened with Kyle Johnson this week. You know, he thought he could play and might have been able to, but you could just see he didn't have the power in those, you know, pushing off with those sore ankles. And so, you know, blocking those big outside linebackers, if you're not full speed, you know, it's really hard to have a good game. You get run over very quickly. So that's one of the reasons why we kept him out, and hopefully he's ready to go this week. But, you know, we'll find out, you know, a little bit more later on during the week.
How'd you think Gerard fared? I mean, he was looking pretty bad after the game.
You know, Gerard really hung in there. He played 62 plays, and he knew he couldn't come out, and for him not to have gone the week before and played that many plays, it was really a credit to him, and he's feeling pretty good today. So there was no setback, even though he's a little sore, he's getting treatment. I think he'll be able to go this week and hopefully full speed.
Did you tell him that before the game you're not coming?
Which one?
Gerard, did you tell him that before the game?
I don't tell anybody that. I said, hey, we got players that want to play, and these guys will do anything to stay in. You know, Rod Smith, I think, knew he had a little shoulder separation. He wasn't coming out. Now, if you got the type of guys that, you know, you're hoping that you do have, they're going to play with some pain. But when they're injured, they got to come out. But it's most of those guys are playing hurt.
Well, how do you feel your team is at the midway point?
you feel pretty good about where you're at, 6-2?
Yeah, I feel like we did some good things, you know, in the first half of the season. We understand this is week by week. You know, we won a game on the road that we felt like we had to win against an excellent organization, and I believe still an excellent football team. But that's over with. Now we're ready for the second half, and we got the Raiders, and they're a football team smart enough to know that you better be ready. It wasn't long ago we were in this room and people talked about the Raiders going 0-16, and all of a sudden he went two games in a row, and it's a, you know, different opinion of the football team. So that's the nature of the NFL. You better be ready every weekend.
Do you, given the AFC right now, do you think 6-2 in the second half would be good enough to get you a bye?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. It's something that I really don't worry about, and I can say I honestly don't even think about. I think if you really focus in on what you got, and that's the Raiders, and you like everything, you let everything else take care of itself, then you got a chance to do something special. The only time I really look at it is probably like week 14, 15, and 16, because you know what you have to do. I mean, you know where you're at. And this time of the year, you just got to keep on winning. If you keep on winning, things take care of itself.
But you're saying you don't think the Raiders are going to go 0-16?
No. I don't think so. What do you think? No?
That was a daring prediction.
Thanks. Usually I don't make that commitment at the midway point, but I thought I'd take a chance. Anything else? You guys want me to go through some stats on 0-4 teams again?
Would you?
Okay.